Plucked from stormy Mediterranean seas this week, these young men have escaped the fighting in Sudan. This southernmost Italian island is braced for a potentially record-breaking summer of migrant arrivals. The Sudanese sailed from Tunisia, where there's a sophisticated and profitable smuggling network. God willing, there'll be much more work compared to the past, this smuggler tells us. Last year, more than 100,000 migrants crossed the central Mediterranean, according to the European Union.
I've organized a lot of trips where things didn't go as expected, because the boat was overweight, and that's why so many died. There were no life vests or inner tubes. 100 people lost their lives in 2 trips.
Lampedusa's migrant holding centre, managed by a local cooperative, has struggled to handle the large volume of arrivals. So now the Red Cross has taken over, with plans to provide a more professional and humane service.
It's in charge of us to reassure them and tell them that they are safe. Because from their eyes, we realize that they need people that say to them, you are finally safe.
The smugglers say they're also improving their operations.
On a renouvelé le travail.
To stop the loss of life, we've reorganized how we work. We've got rid of the risk that might cause a boat to sink. Before, we didn't have people who could read a compass. Now we look to assign a captain who knows how to use one. And we don't overload boats anymore. It's all safety first.
Those who make it now face a more hostile reception from Italy's nationalist government. Newcomers will find it much harder to get a 2-year special protection residency permit if they don't qualify for full asylum. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni won power last year, promising to crack down on boat migrants.
Human Rights Watch calls Italy's new immigration law repressive and inhumane. It's intended to dissuade migrants from coming here. It's not having any effect. More than 45,000 people have arrived in Italy since the start of this year. It was 12,000 in the same period last year. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Lampedusa, Italy.
Well, Bernard now joins us live from Lampedusa. Bernard, you mentioned that Italy has been trying to dissuade migrants. How exactly are they doing that? And is it having any effect at all?
Well, one of the policies the government's now enacting, this nationalist government in Italy, is this idea that rescue ships will have to dock at specific ports designated to them by the authorities in Italy. They can't go to the nearest port from where they've just rescued migrants. And they can also only take one group of migrants at a time. They can't look for others who might be nearby in similar waters. This is because the Italian government believes that these NGO rescue ships, there are about 11 of them at sea at the most, they encourage prospective migrants to make the crossing. But the reality is that there were 105,000 migrant crossings into Italy across the Mediterranean last year, and only about 10% of those were picked up by these NGO vessels. So many people are still determined to make that crossing, and there's little indication that the new Italian government's policy is having any effect, because already this year there's been over 45,000 migrant arrivals. That's just since the beginning, since January.
And Bernard, is anything being done by countries in North Africa to stop this?
So the vast majority of the migrants coming here are coming from Tunisia and Libya, and there's enormous pressure on those governments to reduce the number of migrants crossing from over there. So there's a lot of EU funding goes towards the Tunisians and the Libyans. In Tunisia, there's been a big crackdown in the last couple of weeks, and we know from people working for us over there that it's been much harder for migrants to cross. The coast guards have increased their patrols and they're pulling back more people to shore, but of course they can't stop everyone. Libya, it's a bit of a different story. There's been 10 years of civil strife and civil conflict there, but the Libyan government says that overnight on Wednesday in Zawiya, a coastal city, they launched airstrikes on places where they believe smugglers are hiding out, gangs of smugglers are hiding out. They say they've targeted the armed groups. There's been lots of fighting in the last couple of weeks there between armed groups involved in human trafficking and fuel smuggling, an indication of just how incredibly profitable smuggling is for people involved in it, and another indication of why it's so difficult to stop. Not only are there tens of thousands of people making the journey because of economic collapse in their home countries because of civil strife, there are smugglers making vast profits off it. So it's a very intractable issue for the European Union to deal with.
OK, thank you for that. Bernard Smith there for us live in Lampedusa.